The other thing that's startling about this is how open and how gut-level honest and how authentic Jesus is about his emotional condition. He doesn't sugarcoat it. They said, how you doing? I'm doing fine. How you doing? Oh, I have faith. No, he tells them exactly how he feels. And he says, my heart is so overwhelmed and so crushed with sorrow. I feel like I'm dying. Have you ever been that gut-level honest with anybody?
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we begin a series called The Answer is Easter. You'll want to stay tuned because in this series, Pastor Rick shows us how Easter perfectly illustrates the way to move from days that are sometimes devastatingly painful and confusing into days that are filled with joy, celebration, and victory. This is a series you'll want to be sure to share with your friends. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help you experience joy no matter what your circumstances are. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org or by texting the word daily to 313131 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called The Answer is Easter.
Every date in history is actually dated, including your birth date, is dated in relationship to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every time you write a date, you're using Jesus as the focal point. When we say 2014, 2015, 2016, from what? From the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even atheists refer to Jesus every single time they write down a date. Now, the resurrection of Jesus accomplished a lot of different things. Of course, it split history into AD and BC. But the first thing that it did is it validated Jesus' identity. It proved that he was who he claimed to be. Throughout history, lots of people have claimed to be God. Lots of people have claimed to be God. But Jesus said, I'm going to prove it by letting them put me to death. I'm going to die on the cross, and then I'm going to come back 3 days later alive, and I'm going to walk around, you know, Jerusalem for another 40 days. Can you imagine walking down the street, and you put him on the cross, and they go, he's back. It'd be kind of strange, you know? Jesus also proved by the resurrection that there is life after death. That death is not the end of the story. But what I want us to look at this weekend is the fact that Jesus gave us a model in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He gave us a model of how to handle pain in life. The Bible says this. You say, where does it say that? In the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says this. God has called you to endure suffering. In other words, to go through tough times. Because Christ suffered for you. And, he says, he left you an example so that you could follow in his footsteps. In other words, through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he modeled what you should do in the worst days of your life. When you go through the tragedies, the terrible pain circumstances, the days of doubt and depression and despair, he says you need to follow the model of what Jesus did when he suffered. Now let me explain. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection happened over 3 days. Friday was the day of pain and suffering and agony. Saturday was the day of loss and grief and confusion and misery. Sunday was the day of joy, celebration, and victory. Now, here's the thing. In your life, you're going to go through all three of those days over and over and over again. Some of you right now are in a day of pain. Some of you are right now in a day of confusion and doubt. You say, I haven't the slightest idea what I'm supposed to do next with my life. Hopefully, you'll get to the day of joy.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Answer is Easter. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org, or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. That's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional, written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture, followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute, if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren.
Once again, here's Rick.
Some of you are right now in a day of confusion and doubt. You say, I haven't the slightest idea what I'm supposed to do next with my life. Hopefully, you'll get to the day of joy. But you're often going to go through these 3 days. And when you do, you're going to ask three fundamental questions. What do I do in my days of pain? How do I get through my days of doubt and confusion? How do I get to my days of victory? And that's what we're going to look at today. Now, I hate to tell you this, but you need this message. You may not be in a problem right now, but you will have tragedy. You will have loss, major loss, in your life at some point. And so if in any week you need to take notes, this is the week. Because I'm going to teach you what Jesus did in the worst days of his life so you can know what to do in the worst days of your life. And you don't know when they're going to happen. Last Easter, I had no idea what was about to happen 5 days later. On Easter, I spoke and taught at, I don't know how many services, about 50, 55,000 people came to Saddleback Church and all of our campuses. And it was a great, wonderful day. Many people gave their lives to Christ. I had no idea on that Easter that 5 days later would be the worst day of my life. And on that day, my 27-year-old son, who had struggled his entire life with mental illness, would take his life. It was the worst day of my life, and this last year was the worst year of my life. And I went through the Saturdays and the Sundays over and over and over again. The days of pain and the days of confusion. The days of pain and the days of loss. The days of suffering and the days of grief. Over and over. What I'm going to teach you this weekend are the things that I learned from the Easter story that you can use in your own life. Because many, many times over the past 365 days, I've been asked, how are you getting through this? How are you handling the loss of a child in such a severe way? How are you getting on through your grief? And every time I would say, I'm looking at the example of Jesus. The answer is Easter. I'm just following the model he did. So let's look at the 3 days, the last 3 days of Jesus' life before he died and was resurrected, as a model for how you can go through the toughest days in your life. We begin with the day of pain. Friday was the day of pain, and Jesus experienced pain at the ultimate level. Let me explain. First, he experienced physical pain. The Bible tells us that he was beaten. The Bible tells us that he was whipped, that he was wounded, that he was spit on, that he was slapped, that they plucked out his beard just to be mean, that they stuck a crown of thorns down into his skull, that he was scourged. And what a scourging is different than just a whipping. It's a long a whip with a kind of a cat of nine tails at the end of it, and they would tie little bits of bone, rock, and glass at the end so that every time they would whip you, it would tear at your back. So 9 times 40 stripes, you can figure the number of wounds that were on Jesus' back before he went to the cross. And then they took him, and without sleep, without food, without water, he's been up all night, and they take and they nail him to a cross, which is one of the worst forms of torture you can imagine. I don't have time to get into it, the explanation of it, but the death of crucifixion is death by suffocation. And that's why they would often break the bones of your legs so you couldn't stand up anymore and you couldn't breathe anymore. Jesus experienced the ultimate in physical pain, but he also experienced the ultimate in emotional pain and psychological pain, because the death on the cross was a death by humiliation. How'd you like to be stripped naked and nailed like this and then let people watch you die? It was a death of humiliation, a death of degradation, a death of shame. He went through the pain of rejection. He went through the pain of betrayal. And many of you know the pain that causes. He experienced that. But then there was another level of pain that none of us have ever experienced to his degree, and that is spiritual pain. Because Jesus died on the cross for all the sins of mankind, which means he took the guilt of every evil crime and every ugly sin throughout history, all that guilt on him at one point. And so he takes, you know how bad you feel if you feel guilty over one thing? How would you like to carry the guilt of every murder, every rape, every child molestation, the Holocaust, genocide, every evil thing, every inhumanity to man? He took all of that guilt on himself. And he went through the hell of separation from God when he cries out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And so we have never experienced that kind of intense physical, mental, and spiritual pain combined. One thing you can be certain about Jesus is this. He understands pain. And he understands every pain you go through, and he sympathizes with it. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same trials and temptations we do, yet he never sinned. And the Bible says in Hebrews 2, since Jesus went through suffering and temptation, he knows what it's like when we suffer and are tempted. And here's the key, he is able to help us. He knows the pattern, the pathway, and he has the power to get through the Fridays and the Saturdays, the days of pain and the days of confusion in your life. So what do you do in your days of pain? You do the two things that Jesus did on the last day of his life. You need to write these down. The two things that Jesus did and he modeled for us to do. You follow his example. Number one, this may surprise you, reach out to friends. That's the first thing Jesus did. Their presence can be helpful in your life in sharing your pain. On the night that Jesus knew he was going to be arrested, tortured, and executed, the last thing he did on planet Earth was gather his closest friends together and say, I need you guys to just hang out with me. I don't need any sermons. I don't need any speeches. I don't need any advice. I just need you to be with me. This is the ministry of presence. And he says, I need to go pray. And he goes to his favorite prayer spot. It was called the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, Gethsemane is an olive grove on the Mount of Olives. And so it would really, you could call it an olive garden, but that's a restaurant. So we'll just call it a grove of olives. And this is where Jesus regularly went to pray. And so he takes his 11 closest guys. Judas has died. These people have spent 3.5 years with him. They're his most intimate friends. And he says, in my day of deepest need, in my hour of greatest pain, I just need my friends to hang out with me. Notice what the Bible said, Matthew chapter 26. Jesus took his disciples with him to Gethsemane, and he said, stay here with me. Just circle that. Stay here with me. I just need you to be present with me while I pray. And then he took Peter and James and John a little further. And he was filled with anguish and deep distress, because he knows what's coming. And he said to them, my heart is so overwhelmed and crushed with sorrow that I feel like I'm dying. Just sit here and just watch with me. And then Jesus took a few more steps and he fell to the ground and he prayed. Now that passage in the Bible tells us two startling facts. Even the Son of God need friends in the middle of pain. Even Jesus needed friends to be around him. You see, this is the exact opposite of what you normally do. When you are in pain, you typically isolate yourself. You back out of relationships. When you are in physical pain, when you're in chronic pain, when you are in emotional pain, when you're in mental pain, when you've had a failure, when you have an enormous hurt, when you're embarrassed or ashamed or whatever it is, you typically begin to isolate. That's dumb. It is a mistake to pull back from your friends in your pain. God never meant for you to go through life on your own. He meant for them to share your pain with you, and he meant for you to share their pain when they are in pain. Don't isolate. The other thing that's startling about this is how open and how gut level honest and how authentic Jesus is about his emotional condition. He doesn't sugarcoat it. They said, how you doing? I'm doing fine. How you doing? Oh, I have faith. No, he tells them exactly how he feels. And he says, my heart is so overwhelmed and so crushed with sorrow, I feel like I'm dying. Have you ever been that gut level honest with anybody? Or have you just held it all in and sucked it up and pretended like things were good and said, oh, I'm fine, when it wasn't fine? You're going through enormous pain. You see, God says, I don't want you to repress your pain. I don't want you to suppress your pain. I want you to express your pain to your friends, and I want you to confess your pain to me. You got to get it out. Let me show you a verse here on the screen. Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. And the Bible says that I am commanded by God to be there for you when you're in pain. And you are commanded to be there for me when I'm in pain. We are to carry each other's burdens, and that way the load is halved. You never were meant to go through life on your own. Last Friday, I met with a friend of mine for a discussion. He happened to be out here on the West Coast. He's in his late 70s, early 80s. He's a very famous person. In fact, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. His name is Elie Wiesel. Elie Wiesel has written 57 books. And for his entire life, since World War II, he's been an international ambassador for peace and reconciliation all around the world. But he's best known for the fact that he survived the Nazi death camps in World War II. He was at Buchenwald. In fact, there's a famous picture. And he was there in Buchenwald, and he saw the horrendous torture and extermination of family and friends in 6 million Jews being killed in the Holocaust. And last Friday, as I was meeting with my friend, I said, Elie, how did you get through the darkest days of your pain? And he said, God and friends. The very two things that Jesus looked to when he was in the darkest last day of his life. And the very two things God wants you to turn to when you are in pain. First, you reach out to your friends. I stand before you and tell you honestly, I probably wouldn't be standing for you today if it wasn't for my small group. My small group of 8 people, 4 women, 4 men, it's 4 couples. We've been together now about 11 years. We have been through every kind of problem you could imagine. and I have been there for them in their pain. And this last year, they showed up in my life and Kay's life and in Amy and Tommy and Josh and Jamie. They're just supporting our family any way that they could. They spent the night at our house. They've brought food. They've cared. They have been there. In the middle of the night, I could call them. And as I was going through this day of Friday, over and over and over, they were there when I needed them. If you're not in a small group, I actually worry about you as your pastor, because you don't have the safety net that's going to carry you when the rogue wind comes along in life. Who's going to help you out when you have the tragedy? Who's going to be there for you? We have about 40,000 people in small groups, in 8,200 small groups that go from Santa Monica to San Diego. We have small groups in every city. There's no excuse for you to not be in a group. And I would encourage you to make a decision today on this Easter. I'm going to get in a small group before the crisis comes, because it is inevitably coming. Nobody could have told me what was going to happen last Easter. I just imagined things were going great. I had no idea the wall I was going to hit 5 days later. You don't know when you're going to hit the wall. So you start by reaching out to friends, just like Jesus did.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought, but right before that, we'd like to remind you that if you'd like a copy of today's broadcast or this entire series, you can simply go to rickwarren.org to get a copy for yourself or for a friend. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. It's great. And check out all the other available resources. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. And that's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional, written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture, followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren. And thanks again for your support. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, perhaps the best-known verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Easter is God shouting down to earth, I love you, I love you, I love you, I care about you, I want you in my family. Have you really grasped that? I want to challenge you this Easter. Don't come to your church's Easter service alone. You know, there are two times a year that most people will accept an invitation to a church service, Christmas and Easter. So don't miss this great opportunity to invite somebody that you care about who doesn't know Jesus. Don't go to church by yourself at Easter. You know, in the Bible, in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus says this, "Go out into the highways and the countryside, and urge everyone you find to come in so that my house will be full." God wants a full house. And I want people in heaven because you cared enough to invite them. I guarantee you, the people that you invite to Easter service are going to hear a gospel message on Easter. So make a list of the people that you want to invite to bring to Easter service with you. Thanks for listening today. I'd love to hear from you. Write me, Rick, at rickwarren.org. And by the way, if you can send a gift this Easter to help us expand this ministry, I would deeply appreciate it.
I know not everybody can afford to give a lot. Some of you can. But whatever amount you give, we're grateful for it. And I want you to know that all of the money given to this ministry goes into the ministry. I do this for free. I take no salary from it. And so you can be certain that this is going to further the good news all around the world. And by the way, let me just say this to you. Happy Easter. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.